A word for you from Romans chapter 11, verses 17 and 18. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. The danger here for the Gentile believers was, as Paul explains, that they become arrogant, thinking, well, the Jews are totally rejected, and they have now made it. No, Paul is pointing out that it is by grace alone, and that God still loves his chosen people, and as it explains later on in the chapter, God can still graft them back in. And we are not to be proud of the fact that we are now believers, but rather thank God for the root, for the root supports the branches. We do not support the root. In other words, it is God who loved us first, God who found us. Yes, we might say, I have found God, but the truth is, he has found you. The shepherd who went out looking for that one lost sheep has found you, if you are a believer. But Paul highlights the fact that the Israelites, the whole nation of Israel, they rejected their Messiah, and through that grace was opened to everybody. And here Paul is explaining that they are not to become arrogant, because we are to always remember we were a wild olive shoot. In other words, we were wild by nature, not attracted to God and his ways. We preferred the ways of the world. And this chapter is also a warning to us that we might become the same as those who rejected their Messiah. For as we read last time in verse 7 and 8 and 9, that God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that would not see, ears that would not hear. Because they hardened their heart, God hardened it even more. Because they would not see, God caused them to be totally blind. But, as Paul says in other places, that veil can be lifted at any moment. Remember that it is the root. It is Christ himself. And you are rooted in him. You are just a branch. And don't be arrogant. Rather, be thankful.